Several key states have still not called yet in the 2020 presidential election. Let's check in now on where the tallies stand with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Tanya.
First, you're in Arizona. The Associated Press has called the state for Joe Biden, but this race is tightening as ballots continue to be counted. What's the latest there?
It is tightening, and that is worth pointing out that Trump's deficit is getting smaller by the day. He's now behind by about 68,000 votes. Compare that to what it was on election night, Tanya. Biden was up by about 200,000 votes in the state as that first tranche of early votes came in on election day. There's about 400,000 ballots left across the state to count, maybe a little bit more. More than half of those are in Maricopa County, where the big population centers are. And we expect tonight at about a 7 o'clock local time, 9 o'clock Eastern, that more votes will be coming in from Maricopa County. And the question will be, when that happens, can President Trump win at a margin of about 60%, give or take, to overcome Biden? That is going to be tough, but in the ballots that have come in the last couple of days, he's actually been on pace to do just that.
Well, Maricopa County, I want to ask you a little bit more about something that happened last night. There were Trump protesters at a voting site there yesterday chanting, as they have in other places, count the vote. What is the sentiment you're hearing about the shifting of the numbers as the ballots are counted?
Isn't it interesting that Trump supporters in Phoenix last night were at this counting site saying, count the vote, count the vote? That is the exact opposite of what Trump supporters are saying in states like Michigan, where they want to stop the vote. It's the opposite of what the Trump campaign has said in Nevada today. They want to stop the vote there. Of course, he's behind in those states. So, the AP has called the race for Joe Biden, but there is a feeling, and that kind of captures it right there, that it isn't quite over yet. One Republican told me today that even if Trump doesn't overtake Biden in the final tally, he can just about already hear the sound of airplanes overhead landing in Phoenix full of lawyers from both campaigns. Because if it gets pretty tight and Biden is still ahead, you can expect to see some legal conflicts happening in this state like you have in others. Now, for its part, the Biden campaign is telling people to stay calm. Today came out and said that they still feel confident about Arizona. They think they've won here. And even though the counting hasn't been finished, they do acknowledge that it's going to get tighter, but they're still confident.
Yeah, I have about a minute left with you. We're all watching Georgia right now. What other states are you also keeping an eye on at this hour?
Yeah, Georgia's very interesting. We should know, the state voting manager said, by the end of the day today, they should be done voting, so we can find out, you know, who knows, soon, I think. Why don't we take a look quickly, though, at Nevada? Biden started the day up 8,000 votes in Nevada. Some more votes have come in today, many from Clark County. He's now just under a 12,000 vote lead in Nevada. We expect the vote counting to go on for a couple more days there. But there's one election watcher, John Ralston, who's very well regarded in Nevada, says that the president's path appears to be closing very quickly in that state. Of course, the Trump campaign also, as I said, filed a lawsuit earlier today trying to stop the vote in the state of Nevada.
Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, we're all keeping an eye on those places, as well as Pennsylvania. That's Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd. As always, thank you so much.
You're welcome.